The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Who's having a rougher week? You guys decide. Luke Walton with the accusations of a sexual assault. Apparently he pinned down an LA reporter, television reporter. I guess she works, I don't know, for their team's network, and she wrote a book and she brought it to his hotel room and he pinned her down and kissed her and groped her, allegedly, in a hotel room. Danny Amendola, who is having a rough time. I don't know. Did you see his Instagram post? It's about a book. George R.R. Martin wrote less than he did about Olivia Culpo or Longhorn Scott with school buses. Who's having a rougher time?
I mean, Scott sounded like it was him. I would say that's never good, what's going on with Luke Walton. So I would say Walton.
Luke Walton. Del, who you got?
But Scott sounded like he had a worse time.
Yeah.
I mean, emotionally, sounds like Danny Amendola is going through some tough times.
Yeah.
Scott just sounds like a whiny Longhorn, so no surprise there. I'm going to go with the guy who just got accused. First, you lose your Laker job. Oh, but look, the Kings want me, so I got that job. Now a woman is accusing me or suing me for an alleged sexual assault that happened a couple of years ago. I'm going to go with Luke.
Yeah. That's going to be, I think you can prove Scott's angst. It's going to be awfully difficult for her to prove, since there's no evidence. It's his, you know, he said, she said. That's going to be awfully difficult for her. I don't know how that'll work out.
She also claims that later, after that altercation, that he did other things that were disturbing to her in terms of just like making guttural
hugged her,
around her and stuff and touching
and comments.
Her. Yeah, so I don't know if there's evidence or like if there's a chain of text that would prove some of this. Who knows?
Right. Comments are going to be awfully difficult in a court of law, I think.
Yeah, unless they're – maybe the hugs. I don't even know.
I don't know.
Who saw what. But if there's a chain of messages that say that he acknowledges what happened, then we have a different story.
Yeah. Concept Mayhem says, finally, someone's had the courage to come out and take a stand against school buses. And – Greg in Copperfield makes a great point. Was what I was thinking too. Is so Longhorn Scott wants 50 cars for the school kids instead of one bus for 50 kids. That'll really improve the efficiency. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that as well. You guys, have you seen? And I just think this is just unbelievably awesome. Now, Del, there's a backstory to Alvin Kamara's stripper girlfriend.
Well, all he simply said was, "You can come down to Miami with me, but I'm not taking care of you. You got to keep working.
You got to keep stripping.
You're not going to be living off of me,
right? I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, if they want a relationship, both parties have to give, right?
Yeah, that's how a relationship works.
That's right. Do you know what her name is?
I saw it. It's not a name I would have ever thought was real.
What do you mean it's not real?
What's her name, John?
Just Ace. Justice?
How's it
spelled? J-U-S-T, one word. A-C-E, the second word. Justice. 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 I love her name. Mm. What? Oh, you don't think that could be a real name? Why?
I feel like it's something.
What's with the judgmental hmm?
I feel like it's something she selected for herself.
Is
it?
It
wasn't given.
How do you know?
You're right. Names come out of anywhere and everywhere, but I don't feel like Just Ace is her given name.
Well,
I'm sure there's a tattoo mid-thigh, a giant one with Just Ace somewhere to acknowledge that she named herself. I'm sure there are a litany of tattoos on that woman, but
I can see through her fishnet, green fishnet dress.
Does she have a giant mid-thigh tattoo, John?
No, she's got one all the way down her side.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. It fits the profile. But I don't think Just Ace was a name given to her, by her parents at least.
Well, says you.
Is Ace her last name?
Ace is her last name.
Yeah, she's a daughter of Master Ace.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think
Who's saying sitting on Chrome.
Don't yes, think that's his real actually, name either.
Yes, his name is Masta, and the last name is Ace, and his daughter is Just. Yeah, do some
you
research,
don't know?
Del.
Yeah.
They're from she's from House Ace.
House Ace. Yes.
She's from House Ace, yeah.
Yeah.
Sir okay. Just Ace.
There should be two C's in it. But there's just one C in Ace. There should be two C's because she's thick.
So Matthew, did you guys see this? Matthew Cerrone, which I always find this interesting. The little Dallas Keuchel blurb. You know, he's still a free agent and Keuchel rejected a qualifying offer from the Houston Astros prior to the start of free agency, which means the team would receive a compensatory pick in the form of a 2019 MLB draft pick if the left-hander signs elsewhere. Is Matthew Cerrone of SNY, which is a New York TV, their blog notes, the draft pick issue could be avoided if Keuchel re-signs with the Astros and may be open to doing just that. If Keuchel doesn't end up in Houston, he may find no team is willing to sign him until after the draft. Because once the draft is over, I guess you don't have to worry about that, which takes place from June 3rd to June 5th. Here's my question. Do you think there's any chance with any of the struggles that there is a greater – with any of the struggles with any of the pitchers inside, you know, from 3 to 5, or even Gerrit Cole for that matter, that there's going to be any additional talks between Astros and Keuchel? I do think that's possible.
I don't. I think they're moving on from that. I think they're moving on from that.
You know, I never thought I'd pine for Dallas Keuchel this hard.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. I'd much rather see
what?
Forrest Whitley
You'd up. You'd much rather see Fearing the Cock?
No, I'd much Brad rather Peacock? See Forrest Whitley up.
Okay, well, yes. You know, one hand and crap in the other and see which one gets full first.
Why?
Because it's service time, baby.
Yeah, right. Well, you pass the date where you can bring up and still get...
are we past that day?
A super no, it's June that you get the extra June year of service. Yeah. But
well, we ain't coming up till June then, baby.
Listen, you can still bring them up. Chris Bryant was brought up 14 days into the season. This is doable. Forrest Whitley, now his two starts, he had a rough start in one of his outings. Oh well. So what? You would rather see Dallas Keuchel back as opposed to bringing up a Forrest Whitley.
Well, if Forrest Whitley isn't ready, yeah.
Well, when is
Dallas Keuchel's a major league pitcher. I don't know if Forrest Whitley is. Well, you know what? Maybe you bring Forrest Whitley at the same time you bring up Kyle Tucker.
No, Kyle Tucker ain't coming up first. It's going to be Yordan. It's going to be Yordan Alvarez. Okay. That's their next call up.
I don't see well what's the problem with I mean I wouldn't want to do a long-term deal. Maybe Keuchel would have no interest, but if you're Dallas Keuchel, man, have your fortunes changed. Yeah. How quickly has that changed for him? And I know that the Cy Young season was 2015, but you went from being a part of a staff on a World Series team to being in the mix last year as a starter, you know, in the postseason. So you're not even in baseball anymore. This is just, and it's really because no one wants to give up a draft pick.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, well, Kenny, listen, it depends on how long DeGrom is gone. If the Mets feel like, you know, he's going to be, and oh, by the way, big ups to Jeff Luhnow for not signing Nathan Eovaldi, who is going to have a procedure to get rid of loose bodies. Thank you. Jeff Luhnow wins again.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't able to sign Eovaldi. I think he knew, though. I'm pretty sure he knew. Arm trouble just begets more arm trouble. So I take that, Red Sox. How's that taste? Jeff Luhnow gets over on you again. 815 ESPN 97.5, 7378037776. He'll sign somewhere, but maybe it will be after. I don't know. I guess maybe it will be after the draft.
Who, Keuchel? Yeah. I mean, you got to think Keuchel's not going to be out the whole year.
No, he's not going to be out the whole year.
And Kimbrel, I mean, there's no chance that both of them would be, but I'm just really surprised it's lasted this long.
Yeah. No, I'm really not. What he was asking for a 31-year-old, he wanted like 6 years, 150 or what? Stupid money.
Keuchel and Le'Veon Bell are just like, let's just throw away of Let's just throw away your money. No problem.
And it may be worse for Keuchel because he's already 31. You know, I mean, yeah. Right? I mean, trying, and then at 32, he's going to be even more attractive to a team? No.
Well, but baseball pitchers can last longer than running backs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. However, a soft toss and lefty apparently is not in that high demand.
Not for whatever he's asking for.
But comparing him to Tom Glavine and wanting some of the biggest money in baseball is ridiculous. This is on Scott Boras again. He screwed Martin Maldonado, and he's screwing Dallas Keuchel.
But see, we're seeing what happens with salaries, and this is going to be across the board in multiple sports. It is really going to be. I mean, we see the it's happened in basketball, right, where you have your max contracts, and then your mid levels have gone down, and it's really the rich and the poor in basketball, I mean, relatively speaking. It's your upper class, and then it's your lower middle and lower class. That's basically what it revolves around. And the highest paid, you know, the very best players get all the money. At what point are we going to see a revolt by NBA players saying, hey, why don't we get something that's a little more fair to all of us? Maybe it's not going to happen, but we're seeing it in baseball too. Mm. We're starting to see a correction with some of the salaries, although the highest paid players are going to be the highest paid players.
Yeah, and they ain't going to want to change that.
No, they're not. They're not going to want to change that. But the Dallas Keuchels, you know what? You get squeezed now.
Yep. All right. Jeff Aronoff is not squeezing you. I'll tell you that right now. I don't think he is. I don't know who he's squeezing, if you want to know the truth. But I do know this, is that he's coming to your house and he's making it better. He's coming to your business and making it better. He's bringing it hard. He's bringing hard stuff to your house, is what I mean, or to your business, which is marble and granite and tile. He's going to make it look he's got the latest in technology with the countertops that are, you know, that concrete, the painted concrete or what. He's got everything. You want marble. You know what looks really, really nice? If you're going to go into, you're in a nice place and you got marble, that's really, really nice. And Jeff Aronoff can do that for you at home. He can do that for you at your business. He does it every single day. He is actually doing a lot of work over at U of H right now, redoing some stuff over there for them. And it's just a wonderful, it's going to look, and this is so important when you're recruiting. It's so important at your business that it looks nice so people want to return there. You got to upgrade, and that's what Jeff is doing for you. Give him a call, 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right. Here, get 20% off at Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool. Yes.
All right, listen up. Rockets lost last night, but that's good news for you if you are a Rockets fan who is in need of a little basketball right now, a little playoff basketball. And the atmosphere there at Toyota Center is incredible, especially during the playoffs. Why don't you join the Beard, CP3, and the Rockets as they look to move into the second round and finish off the Utah Jazz. That's going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. There are limited tickets that have been made available. Doors are going to open at 5:30, so get there early for the pregame happy hour with $3 beers and $1 hot dogs and sodas. If you get there early, $3 beers, $1 hot dogs, $1 sodas. Budweiser liftoff party starts at 4:30 with live music provided by Houston band Breakfast at Tiffany's, and you can go to rockets.com to get those tickets. Make sure that you get in on Rockets versus Jazz Game 5 as the Rockets push them out of the playoffs and move on to the second round. Don't forget, doors open at 5:30. Take advantage of the great happy hour. $3 beers, $1 hot dogs, $1 sodas. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Rockets Jazz.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Reading this story on ESPN about the draft and Pat Mahomes and how it changed the look of the league. how the Chiefs went up from 27th, gave up their first round in the 27th, gave up a 2018 first rounder and a third rounder, Lance. And Clark Hunt says there everybody in the room liked the kid. Now, he said I might go in the third round. He didn't even go to Philadelphia for the draft because he thought he might be sitting in the green room and be that guy. So he didn't want to. They rented out a country club in Tyler and they watched the draft. And then it turns out he's number 10 overall. And there were other teams that were up there as well. A big, you know, a giant secret was because you didn't get any sense that Pat Mahomes was that sought after, did you?
No, I had no idea. Yeah. No idea. I knew I thought there was a team in the middle of the first that liked him. So I thought maybe that was the earliest he could go. But I have to be honest with you. It was really quiet with both Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson that year. It was very, very quiet. I knew Trubisky was going
but
to be going earlier.
But you knew that you told Rick Smith that he'd have to trade up for Deshaun.
I knew that Deshaun was picked up a little late steam, and I knew he wouldn't be able to get him where he was.
Right.
I did know that.
Right.
And I passed that along. But I didn't know with Pat Mahomes. That one, I knew some teams that liked him who didn't need a quarterback, who thought he was going to be a good quarterback. So there wasn't any buzz and any heat on Pat Mahomes. But I think maybe behind, I don't know.
They felt the heat.
Don't want to gamble.
They felt the heat. They said they had to get up to 10 because they felt the heat from other teams that liked him. And so they moved. And when that was done, two firsts and a third for Pat Mahomes, it was like, oh, my God, look at what you're giving up.
Man, they killed it.
And
it looks like it, at least.
Yeah.
It looks like they killed it. You know, the big talk here, it's interesting, as I try to navigate right now to get any kind of information I can, and mostly I just get this information for myself. I just want to know where guys are going for broadcast stuff. And I'm on Path to the Draft I was on last night. I'm on every day from 5 to 6, I guess, Central Time, and then it replays again. So I'll be on today, tomorrow, and then from 10 to 12 on Thursday, and then Friday I'm not doing TV, just doing radio. But until we do post-draft shows on Friday and Saturday on NFL.com. So if you want to see it, you can. But I'm trying to get as much information as possible right now for my own personal knowledge about where these guys can go. And it's from year to year, it's kind of random about when and where I'll get information. And if I will, some sources dry up, I get new ones from other places, where I'll find some things out. But it's always interesting to see how tight-lipped certain teams are and certain teams aren't. And coaches typically will talk. The thing is, a lot of coaches don't really know. They have their own opinions, but they don't know. One of the big topics that we've had, at least at NFL Network, and if you're a draftnik or somebody who follows a draft, it's kind of interesting, is what's happened in Oakland, where Mike Mayock and John Gruden have – and anytime I talk about Oakland, I don't know whether it's actually Mayock or if it's actually Gruden. The same way we weren't sure when it was Gary and Rick Smith. You remember how we weren't sure what was Rick and what was Gary? I kind of feel the same way right now with Gruden and Mayock. But Mike Mayock, I guess it was Mayock, sent home all the scouts. All the scouts have been sent home. He's worried about there being that there could be a leak in, you know, he's worried about it leaking, words of what the Raiders want to do leaking. So he doesn't trust the scouting department. So he sent them all home for the draft, which is unprecedented because the area scouts who watch these guys, there will be a Southwest region guy, a guy in the Southeastern Conference, or, you know, you have guys who are west of the Mississippi and east of the Mississippi for the big you know, the national scouts, they're called. One guy has the western part and one guy has the eastern part. And then you have area scouts who are the smaller scouts. And so what happens is these guys know these players inside and out. They know what kind of people they are, the issues they've had. And so what happens is on a lot of times day three, for example, they will call in that scout and they'll talk to him when they're trying to make a decision on players. And these scouts are instrumental in making early contacts with players who are going to be priority free agents. They start already trying to hustle and recruit players. Hey, you need to come to Buffalo. It's a great spot for linebackers. We don't have great depth. We think you got a great chance. and we want to give you $5,000 to come sign here. We'll give you $7,000 to come. So it's like recruiting. It's mm-hmm. like college football recruiting, including paying players to come to your team. So they're not even going to be there, I don't think, for that, which means that the coaches are going to have to hustle that, which is way, way tougher. So it's believed that Mike Mayock basically is just going to fire his entire scouting staff, which happens at times, but not before a draft, which in essence, some people believe the Raiders have basically fired their scouting staff a week before the draft, when you still actually lean on your scouts for information on day three and also with priority free agents. So it's been interesting because Bucky Brooks is a former scout, Daniel Jeremiah. We have Mark Ross, who was an executive in the building for the New York Giants. And Mark Ross is on TV saying, man, this is really disrespectful, highly disrespectful for scouts to be sent out of the building. Bucky Brooks talked about the fact in a meeting yesterday that it's not unusual for teams not to let scouts, and really a lot of times coaches, have any idea what the draft board is, to cover up the draft board. But there's I just thought that was an interesting – that's kind of an interesting subplot going on behind the scenes, is the level of distrust that teams have, certain teams have, for where information leaks from.
Mm-hmm.
And then me trying to disseminate when I get information about whether it's good information or not right now. I think when I talk to people I know really well, I'm assuming I'm getting pretty good information. But the hardest thing to try to – if a team tells me they've heard something about another team, that's always sometimes the best information. But now you got a question, did you get real information or is somebody just throwing some stuff out there?
Right.
Because let me tell you something that happened just yesterday. I know for a fact a couple of the players that one team likes, I know for a fact guys that this team likes. I've gotten it from agents and I've gotten it from another very good source. And I had this team tell me, this team was trying to dance around. They asked me about four players. One of the players is the guy that I know that they like. And then after I gave an answer, they mentioned two of the players. Man, we really love these two guys. And I want to say, bull crap. I know you don't love them. I know you're intentionally asking me. You're trying to bulk them together with four players, and you're really asking about this one guy.
Right.
So right. I knew that this team is trying to be a little sneaky with me. With who they were asking about and who they were saying they like. We really love this guy. And I was thinking, okay, now I know that I can't believe anything you say about who you like.
Right. Bill O'Brien asking you about a tackle. Okay.
That wasn't Bill O'Brien, but it was I'll text you. I'll send you a group text about somebody who lied right to my
face, to your
face last year. Yeah,
is there lied to my face. Somebody's lying to your face.
Told me a player was off their board and then they drafted him. He goes, as of now, this guy's off our board.
I already know who that is. Yes.
Okay. I think I may have told you already.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I already know who that is.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not listening to you anymore.
Right. Time for you. And I want, when we come back, you want to talk about Kyler Murray. I know you do, because you don't talk about him enough on the NFL Network. But let's talk about a draft that doesn't have Kyler Murray first when we come back on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, what about Craig DeSurf?
Are we sure? Are we sure we're Craig DeSurf again right now?
Yes!
Okay. If you guys say so. I was just thinking, let me finish my thought that I just had a commercial ago. When I was thinking about Craig DeSurf and the great offers, and I want to get more specific on some of the offers that we have going on right now. Go to LandZCars.com, and what you have is right now 297 vehicles in stock. So they're starting to move some of these vehicles. Folks, let's get in there. They've got new vehicle specials. They've got the special incentives. Like right now, the Chevy Impala is 20% below MSRP. 20% below MSRP. What a great starter car to get your hands on for your kids. If you have somebody going off to college, you want to get a brand new car, they can pull up in the 1.9 Impala. The Chevy Impala. That's what I'm talking about. $7,599 below MSRP. But the new vehicle specials are right there on the front page, and they start with the pickup trucks, and you can work your way down. It's so easy to get great deals. They also have not just new car specials. They have demo vehicles as well. If you know anything about demo vehicles, they might have 500 or 600 miles on them, and yet because they've been driven as demos by either people who work at the dealership or maybe as a loaner car for someone who was having their work done, these vehicles lose thousands in their value to the dealership, and you're the one who's going to make out. You're going to get amazing deals on demo vehicles. Anybody who knows anything about cars knows that demo vehicles are the way to go. You can get all your accessories and market stuff done right there at their own location. If you want to get your new tires and you want to get everything all tricked out, let them do it, because they're doing it for less. Their customer service is off the charts, but their service department is phenomenal. They get work in and they get work out for you, whether it's scheduled maintenance or anything else that needs to be done. And just don't forget, with Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC right there in Angleton, if you need something delivered to you in Houston, your vehicle, you want to have it dropped off and delivered, and you don't have the time to get out there, they will take care of you. That's what their customer service is all about. Great prices, great service, great selection. Chevy, Buick, and GMC, all available right there for my friend Craig to serve in Angleton. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Sportify Expo, the largest sports fan expo in Houston, will be at the George R. Brown Center on April 27th and 28th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to meet, take photos with, and get autographs from the top Houston Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and other pros and legends. Let's do at 8:40. 8:40 exactly. If you call in at 713-780-3776, a pair of tickets to the event goes to caller number 9. For more information and get your tickets now, head to sportifyexpo.com. Caller number 9 at 8:40. At exactly 8:40, call in. All right, Lance, let's live in a world, and I don't know that I want to live in this world, but let's live in a world where Kyler Murray is not number one. Who goes number one?
Well, I mean, it could be a trade, and Kyler Murray could still go number one.
But let's live in a world, like I said, that Kyler Murray is not number one. Okay, and...
And yeah. Arizona's still picking?
And Arizona's still picking.
Okay, I'd say... Quinnen Williams.
Quinnen Williams. And then San Francisco?
Nick Bosa.
Jets?
Ed Oliver.
Really? Third?
Possible, yeah. If not that, it could be... Josh Allen. Then four would be Ed Oliver or Kyler Murray.
You think that Gruden would draft Kyler Murray?
I think there's a chance, yeah.
Five, Tampa?
I've heard Gruden is Tampa wants to trade out. If Tampa doesn't trade out, then they will look at defense.
If Kyler Murray is still there, you think Tampa trades out and somebody comes up and grabs him?
Yeah, I think there's a chance they do it in front of the Giants, maybe, although I don't think the Giants would pick him. But see, here's the thing, and a couple people brought this up, a couple of teams have brought this up, because everyone's talking about whether or not this is bullcrap or not with Arizona. Because, you know, Cleveland had all that stuff out there with, like, who are they going to pick? They already knew they were picking Baker. They had all kinds of junk out there for 2 weeks prior. And when I asked around about it, Dorsey just wanted to screw with people. That's really? That's all this was? Dorsey just wanted to screw with the media. That's all he wanted to do. He just wanted to screw with other teams in the media by floating all these rumors about other quarterbacks when he knew Baker Mayfield was this guy. The GM just wanted to screw with people. Hmm. Now, that's not the case with Arizona, because this GM is his job is in jeopardy. And here's what I think has happened with Arizona. I think Arizona had the first pick of the draft and had a quarterback who they knew was a potential draft commodity, and they weren't sure how to leverage. They thought, we've got some ammunition here with Josh Rosen. What do we do to throw smoke out there to maximize our draft value? If somebody wants to move up to one, or if we want to move Josh Rosen, how do we handle this? And I think it's been a mismanagement special, is my thought. I think they haven't had a good feel for how to position Josh Rosen, how to keep rumors quiet. And I think now you got a pissed off Josh Rosen. You don't have any leverage with Josh Rosen. You don't have any leverage with the first pick, because I'm not sure who's coming up to get the first pick for Kyler Murray. That's the thing, is if Gruden doesn't want him, I'm not sure that he fits the Giants mold and Dave Gettleman's mold. So Kyler Murray, if he doesn't go one, I mean, it's conceivable he's not going to the Jaguars at seven, I don't think. It's conceivable that Kyler Murray could fall to number eight. Maybe the Lions trade out and somebody takes him before the number 10 pick, Denver Broncos, number 11 pick, the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, Kyler Murray, if he doesn't go one, he could fall. There's not a bunch of teams that I've heard that are like, Kyler Murray's an incredible talent. I'm not hearing that about any quarterbacks. None. Not Dwayne Haskins. Not, you know, everyone's just plugging Kyler Murray into Arizona because it makes sense.
In fairness, however, just like the Patrick Mahomes draft, it came out of nowhere. The team that really liked him, that coveted him.
Yeah, but they had to move from way back in the first, and they moved up to 10.
Right. Right. Well, there could be somebody. I mean, I don't believe the John. I mean, I believe Gettleman that he's. I saw a story that said they take Devin White at six, and then they take Drew Lock at 17.
I don't know. I think it would be more Daniel Jones, but I think they like Daniel Jones. But I can tell you this, the Giants are an old school team who they've got certain values, and I think they're going to stick to it.
Yeah.
I don't think Kyler Murray is going to fit in there.
No.
So if he didn't go four to the Raiders and he didn't go six to the Giants, then, you know, I wonder if the Miami Dolphins, Dell, do you think Miami would kind of change some of their schemes and their plans if Kyler Murray became somehow available at 13?
If he's at 13, I think they would take him.
Yeah.
If he's there. I don't think they're willing, from what I have read, I don't think they're willing to give up parts of this draft or the next draft to move up to go get him. But if somehow, some way, they got either he got within range where they felt like, okay, it won't be so crazy to move up a couple spots, or he fell, I think they'd take him. But they're not giving up a draft.
Right now, who's going to be better in your mind, Tua or Kyler?
Kyler.
You do?
Well, nah, I have to think about it. I don't know because...
I don't like how Tua's played in big games.
Yeah, it's also the situation, too. I don't think Tua's this knockdown, home run, first pick like everyone else thinks. But I haven't studied him this year. I studied him last year. I've watched him this year. I watched Irv Smith, the tight end, so I watched Tua throwing to him. I've seen Tua throw the football when I was watching, you know, obviously Jonah Williams, Lester Cotton, guys like that who are on the offensive line I'm studying. And he's good, but I don't, you know, this idea that he's some surefire suck for Tua number one pick, I don't know about that.
What about Herbert? Who's going to be better, Kyler or Herbert?
I can tell you this, Herbert was disappointing. When I turned the tape on and I was watching Dylan Mitchell, their wide receiver, I was like, oh my God, Herbert's like airmailing all these throws. This is terrible. I understood why. I'm glad he went back because he had no business coming out after I put the tape on him. It was disappointing. I would say of those two, I'm actually leaning a little more. I would have told you Herbert before, but now I would say Tua. I would lean a little bit more to Tua. And then Trevor Lawrence is going to be substantially better than all of them. From Georgia could actually end up maybe being the best quarterback out of next year's class.
It's funny. We see another whole year out of a guy, though, and they seem to fall like Darnold. If Darnold had come out after the first year he was playing, it would have been no-brainer. Tua, after a half when he beat Georgia, he would have been the number one overall pick. And
well, Tua was really good last year, though, too,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, but he lost some luster in the playoff.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. And Trevor Lawrence now is that his stock can't be higher.
Remember that Tua had a bad ankle, though. Let's not forget that. Remember Tua was hurt.
Yeah, that's
Tua
true.
He couldn't really drive off of, or he couldn't, I think it was his plant foot. So that's got to be mentioned. He was not 100%. And Tua had a really good year, and Tua made a lot of improvements. I mean, I don't know. Tua was pretty good last year. But Kyler Murray was really good last year too. But Kyler Murray, once again, I know he's everyone's favorite little quarterback, but he's had 1 year. It was in a spread offense, and just because Baker Mayfield translated, that doesn't mean the next guy who quarterback there is going to translate.
Right.
That's not an automatic, and he's getting the Baker push, the Baker bounce, as Bucky Brooks called it, because Baker did it, and he was a smaller quarterback at Oklahoma, so everyone wants to believe the same thing's going to happen with Kyler. But Baker was a 3-year starter. We had a lot of success to look at with Baker Mayfield. Kyler Murray was a 1-year starter who did a great job against terrible defenses in the Big 12. And I like Kyler Murray, but I don't have as much sample size. I don't have as many games to say, what about that game, that game, that game. Baker's big game for me was when he beat Ohio State in Ohio State and planted the flag in their stadium. Man, he beat Denzel Ward. It was Denzel Ward and Nick Bosa and Draymond Jones and all these NFL draft picks, and he went into their stadium and wore them out. That was a big deal for Baker Mayfield. Now, for Kyler Murray, I'm not going to lie, his game against Alabama, where he got off to the rough start but kept on grinding and ended up covering the spread, huge.
Huge.
Huge spread cover. Huh. Should I say that on the air today? Like, the thing I love about Kyler is this is a guy who covers spreads. Do you think that will be good?
Yes. Yes. And overs.
Look, I was really down on Kyler after the Army game because, you know, they won in overtime by 7. He's not a spread cover. But the rest of the year, I'm a fan of Kyler.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
I should say that,
cover
yeah.
spreads.
You should.
Strengths. And I should say strengths. Mobile. Another strength. He's got arm talent. The ball really comes out of his hands quickly. He's got a twitchy release. There is some velocity that comes off his hands. And then lastly, he covers spreads, and he's a guy who consistently gets to overs as long as his defense has the worst secondary in the Big 12. This is a guy who doesn't quit fighting, and every backdoor cover is available. And I expect him, with the Arizona Cardinals, to have a lot of double-digit underdog opportunities. I think Kyler Murray is a guy that can stay inside the number.
And if you're like me, who likes to film his wife being miserable watching football, he's great for that too.
He'll make your wife miserable.
Yeah.
And get me a lot of hits on Twitter. All right, we got to take a break. We got to talk about Chance McClain. Speaking of hits on Twitter, this guy, if you're not following at Texas Chance, he's really dumb sometimes. But here's the deal. What he's really, really, really smart is when he puts together a documentary about your family, about someone in your family that's awfully important to you, about someone that changes the fortune of your family. If you have someone that you would love to keep for posterity, for your kids' kids, their kids, their kids, their kids, all the way down the line, you got it. All you got to do is go to yourheritagefilm.com. Yourheritagefilm.com. It is a heritage film of someone in your family, a long-form documentary. We wanted to keep our shorter. Lance's, his dad's, is longer. It's awesome. It'll be passed down from generation to generation. This is Larry Zierlein, NFL coach. Yeah, we've got John Oob, who is just a wonderful character in our family. And you can get this too. All you got to do is go to yourheritagefilm.com. That's yourheritagefilm.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony DeZiri.
Tune into The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Lemonek starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. The Utah Jazz beat the Rockets 107-91 in Game 4, staying alive in their series. Houston was outscored 31-12 in the fourth quarter. James Harden with 30 points, Chris Paul with 23. Houston will host Game 5 on Wednesday, still up 3-1. The Astros, they fell to the Minnesota Twins 9-5 at Minute Maid Park. Houston fell behind 7-1 before they scored 4 to cut the lead to 2. Michael Brantley and Carlos Correa with the home run for the Astros. Correa drove in 3. Josh Reddick an RBI single. Brad Peacock fell to 2-1 with the loss. He gave up 3 runs over over five innings. NFL draft starts on Thursday in Nashville. Texans with the 23rd overall pick. They have seven picks over seven rounds in this year's draft. I'm Tony Desiri, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, it's 97.5. See, you guys have been listening to 97.4. That's why it's not coming in clearly. So that's the problem you guys are having out there. Actually, the signal was good this morning. It was crappy yesterday, but it was good this morning. Did you hear it coming in?
It was, well, it's always fine for me, considering where I come from. I never have the issues that other people have.
Well,
yeah, I come from east,
the city, and that's not good. But it was good this morning, so I want to stop all you guys bitching, like little bitches.
Congrats to the Rockets on the soft sweep against the Jazz.
Yeah.
The gentleman sweep. They won three, and they'll let them have a soft game four, and they'll take care of it in game five.
Let them feel good about themselves so they don't make any changes in the offseason, and then next year you kick their ass again.
The soft sweep, a.k.a. the gentleman sweep. Yeah.
So, Raheel posted a picture with us on our text of a nice Apple Watch his wife got him. I don't know, you guys didn't know it, but I bought my wife flowers last week. Lance, have you gotten Nicole anything recently? Did you get her a present?
Well, she thought I did. So for whatever reason, even though I'm coming to LA every week, the research department mailed out the research binders for round one. I meant to get this to Josh Jordan and I didn't get a chance to, but for round one, two, and three, and then rounds four through seven. And it is an extensive binder, a ton of information. And so they mail it out in this great big box. It's a box of paper, hammer mill paper, right? So they mail it out there. It's all wrapped in tape. And so I saw FedEx. I got an email, FedEx, you will have your package delivered. And I saw it's from NFL Research. I knew exactly what it was. It was my research binders. And I don't use them. I basically wrote all these players up, although it does have good information, but I got a digital version. I got a digital copy online. And so when it got to my house, I told my wife just kind of in passing, hey, I got you something. Your present came. The FedEx came. Your present came. It's something you can open it up. And so I said, you're welcome in advance. She goes, oh, okay. And she thought, well, you know, I've been watching the kids. Lance is flying to L.A. every single week, living the life. You know, I'm watching the kids. I'm taking them to multiple sports practices to their school every single day. I'm doing all the laundry, getting all the dinner ready for all the kids, doing all this stuff. She opens it up, and she thinks I've got some. She thinks it's from NFL Shop. She's got this pullover that she wants. She opens it up and gets all excited, and it's research binders. And she just said, she sent a picture of it to me, and I said, I actually thought you had gotten me something. I said, ha, 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 dummy.
Well, let's all vote right now.
Well, wait, would you like to know what she said after that? Because I didn't add that part.
No, I bet you didn't. Let's vote right now. Friendly. Worst person out of the four.
But that doesn't qualify me in the worst person game.
Dell, who are you voting for?
It doesn't matter what Lance does at this point.
He's
like, all he does now is hit dagger threes to confirm what he is.
No, that's not a dagger three. She said, here's what she said. A-hole, I've been busting my ass getting kids to practice at the same time and dealing with them. I thought you got me a pullover. No, but I did look into it.
Let's get Nicole in here to vote.
No, I don't want her to vote.
Biggest a-hole on the show.
She gets no votes.
Worst person. Raheel,
oh, no, it's already you. Oh, no, she's already texted Raheel about the show today.
I've got Lance 1. Vote,
okay.
Dell 2. John 3. I'm 4.
Okay. Definitely not.
I'm others receiving vote, actually.
I have almost the same order. However, it's different. I've got Lance first, Dell second.
No way. You know, no way. Forget about this. You know what the deal is? You know that year that Shaq almost was the unanimous MVP, but like Iverson stole one vote?
Right.
Lance is Shaq. Raheel's Iverson.
I'm not Shaq.
Raheel's Iverson. Then it's John, who's like, I don't know who else was on that list, and then it's me. There's no chance.
No, okay, you know what? Open the phone lines up.
You're
we don't
power
have time
ranking.
For that. We got to go to break.
Yeah, we're going to break right now talking about testosterone. Because you might have too much testosterone. Makes you a bigger a-hole.
Maybe that's why I sent that thing. Maybe that's why I set her up to open up a box full of research binders. Made her believe it was a present I was getting her. Maybe that is part of it. Maybe the testosterone has me just kind of, you know, in that frame of mind. I don't know. It might be. It might be. I got a little more attitude, a little more swagger when that testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. So I was in earlier this week, and they said, hey, we got all your results back. Everything looks great. You know, when I say results, they just do blood work like once a quarter. They see where your levels are. Everything's good. They said, we can bump you up a little bit, a small bit with your dosage, get you to an even better level. I said, awesome. And that's what they do. They want you performing at optimal levels. They want you, your energy level at optimal levels, which is important for me at this time of the year, and really any time of the year. Your metabolism is better. You metabolize better when your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. You maintain lean muscle mass. That's why if you work out and you're somebody who takes care of your body and you notice that you're just not getting the same results, that is a surefire sign that your testosterone level may be diminishing. And there's nothing that, you know, it's not your fault. It just happens naturally. With over 33% of the men out there, 40 and beyond. So make sure that your levels are where they're supposed to be at Men's T Clinic. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and the Heights. They can get you in. They get you tested. They'll have results within minutes. And then in the same day, a lot of times, they'll work with your insurance and can get you covered. And they can start your treatment on that same day or maybe the day after. You get in, you get out quickly. They're open on Saturdays as well. For more information about being your best self, your best you, and living your best life, go to mensteaclinic.com.
Rooted Raider Rule, you're listening to ESPN 97.5.